Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have collectively been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Vitzalo ben Chaya bat Sheva, Alina Orna bas Chen Chana and Raya bas Michal, may they and all in need have a refuah shlema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Adam Starr of Congregation Or HaTorah in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Starr slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Starr will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause and allow and enable us to insert the names of all those whom are in need of a refuah. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Starr.
Thank you, Naftali. Tomorrow evening, we begin celebrating the wonderful holiday of Hanukkah. Hanukkah was originally established as part of a larger group of holidays listed in the very early rabbinic text called Megillat Ta'anit. However, after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Talmud teaches us Batla Megillat Ta'anit. The holidays that are included in this listing of in Megillat Ta'anit have become nullified. Hanukkah's observance and celebration, however, survive. But why? After all, within 200 years after the rededication of the Beit HaMikdash was ultimately destroyed. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 18b, Yerchet Amud Bet, answers why Hanukkah is different than the other holidays that became nullified after the destruction of the temple. And the Gemara answers, Mishum Hanukkah Shani, Hanukkah is different, Mishum Persume Nisa, because Hanukkah had this element of publicizing the miracle. Presumably what the Gemara is telling us is that since Hanukkah had this additional element of the miracle of the oil, therefore to remember that great event, a miraculous event, Hanukkah remains to be observed. But perhaps we can answer that the Persume Nisa reference in the Gemara symbolize something even more profound and everlasting that makes Hanukkah's observance integral to be celebrated for all time. Because although the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed over 2,000 years ago, and the menorah and the Beit HaMikdash is no longer lit, we still are able to light a menorah, the Hanukkah menorah, in our homes, symbolizing that our light, the light of the Jewish people, has not been extinguished. This, in fact, is the miracle that we are publicizing. We have survived. The Torah has survived. And although Am Yisrael has lived through many dark moments in our history, yet nonetheless, we continue to share and bring the light of Torah to the world around us. These times, unfortunately, especially the past couple years, are also times filled with so much darkness. Yet Hanukkah reminds us that we still bring forth light, the light of Torah, the light of mitzvot, the light of chesed, the light of loving Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And that light will bring light to the darkness as we continue to shine brightly. And may it be the will of Hashem that we will once again be able to see not only the light of the Hanukkah menorah, but of the light of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, b'mheira v'yameinu. We'll now recite the Prakim of Tehillim. We begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Sara. Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yis'adeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha ve'latcha yidash nasteva. Yitein lecha chilvavecha ve'kolatatcha yimalei. Niranana bishuatecha u'vishem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneu bishmei kodsho. Bigvurot yesha yimino. Eilev arechev. V'eilev asusim. Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nitrodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech ya'aneinu, v'yom koreinu. Tilim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binodeshe yarbitzeni al nei minuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheni v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shimo. Gam ki eilech v'geit al mavet, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fanei shulchan neged tzorarai. Dishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi revaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdifuni, kol yimei chayai. Vishafti Vivet Adonai Orech Yamim. Psalm 121 Tilim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shilamalot Esainai El Harim Me Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. Yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeit chovoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Hilam Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalot, mimamakim kiratich Adonai, Adonai shima bekoli, Tiena oznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmoya Adonai mi yamot. Ki imcha hasilicha lima'an tivarei. Ki viti Adonai kivta nafshi vilidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed v'arbei imo fidut. Behu yiftet Yisrael, Mikol avonotav. Psalm 142, Tilim Kuf Membe. Maskil David, Bioto Bamarat Fila. Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Etchanan. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Sarati Lefanav Agit. Itatef alai ruchi, atayadata nitivati, beorech zu aleich tamdu pachli, abet yamin urei ve'en li, makir avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenavshi, da'akti eilecha adonai amarti, atamachsi chelki be'eret achayim, hakshiva el rinati kidaloti me'ot, Hatzileni meirot fai ki amtsu mimeni, hotia mimasker nafshi leodot et shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Achenu kol bei Yisrael, hanetunim batzara uvishivya, haomdim ben bayam uvein bayabasha, hamokom yirachem aleihem, Yotzien nitzara lirvacha, umeafela leora, umishibur ligula, hashata bagala uizman kariv, venomar amen. And for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll now recite the Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzahal, the Tfilah, on behalf of the members of Israel's defense forces who stand in defense of Am Yisrael and Medina Yisrael. Mishaberach Avotenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, V'Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzvah HaGana L'Yisrael, Yanche kochot habitachon, haomdim al mishmar arsenu v'are Eloheinu mikvul alavanon be'ad midbar mitzrayim, min hayam agadol alavor ahava v'chol makom sheheim, v'yavasha b'avir v'yam, yiten Adonai toiveinu akamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil, et chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nego machala, yishlach bracha v'atzlacha, וכל מעשה ידיהם, יד ברסוננו תחתיהם, יעטרי מקטר ישועה, ובעטרת ניצחון, יקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, יילחם לכם עם אויביכם, והושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. And now the משברך לשבויים, the תפילה on behalf of those who are being held captive so brutally in Gaza for well over 400 days now. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Yehudu Shlomo Huivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsur Et Nedrei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav Et Kol Achenu Netunim B'Tzara V'Shivya Bavur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazem Mitbalel Bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotzieh Mechoshech B'Tzal Mavet U'Mosroteihem Yinatek U'Mi Mitzukoteihem Yoshiein Yishivein Mehera L'Chet Mishpechoteihem Yodu Adonai Chasdo V'Niflotav L'Bnei Adam Yikuyam Bahem Yikra Shekatu Uvdu Yei Adonai Yishuvun Uvau Tzion Birina V'Simchat Olam Al Rosham Tason V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasu Yagon V'Nacha Binomar Amen. We'll conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the prayer for those who are sick and in need of healing. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Uyivarech Yirape Et HaCholim Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem Nachavim Amarapotam Lachazikam Lachayotam Yishlach Lahem Refuah Shleima Min HaShamayim Mechol Evrei Mechol Gidem Etoch Shach L'Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Hasta Bagala Bizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Star. Looking forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Yirat Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope, all of Klal Yisrael around the world.